Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We are now joined by Dr. Ken Ertling, Superintendent, St. Charles Parish Public Schools. Ken, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Norman. How are you, sir?
I am doing great, and I'm doing wonderful when I read a report that you guys got an A for your school district for the first time since Louisiana's current accountability system took effect in 2017-2018. Congratulations to you and your administration, the schools, the principals, and, of course, the students.
Yes, sir. Well, we certainly appreciate that, Mr. Norman. You know, our public school system really reflects the values of this community, and it's such an engaged community of stakeholders and educators that, you know, come together for the common good of our kids and our school system to prepare for our local workforce, our regional workforce, the state, and the country. So we're very proud of our efforts and being recognized in that way at this time.
Ken, let's talk about that for a moment, this collaborative effort of the community and the school, as well as you know, folks, that employers in the area and how they feel about it. I know you visit with folks in your parish all the time. What are they saying? What are they feeling?
Well, Mr. Norman, you know, certainly we have a responsibility as a public school system to make sure that we are deeply connected within our community. Because, I mean, we're preparing kids to become, you know, enthusiastic lifelong learners. And we also recognize, especially in St. Charles Parish, we're such a parish heavily laden with business and industry, and those business and industry partners, you know, like a Shell, a Dow, Valero, Energy, they're very involved in what we do as a school system. So every step of the way for our, you know, our overall public school system, we're making sure we're providing opportunities for students that can track many different pathways after high school, whether it's career and technical fields, which there are plenty of in our parish, in our region, or college track, or even military. So we want to make sure we're providing those opportunities, and it's really a collective effort between our government, public school system, our school board, our community that really supports its public school systems, and business and industry stakeholders throughout our entire community.
One, you know, A is quite an accomplishment. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Of the accomplishments that y'all had this year, the one that I like the most is that you guys finished second in the state for early literacy. I think almost every study that's ever been done talks about how important that is, and that's a great accomplishment as well.
Yes, sir. Mr. Norman, certainly, and we appreciate that, first of all, the state's focus on early literacy is so important because students really need to be able to read, to learn from third grade on. So that's, you know, between kindergarten readiness and having our students literate by the time they are in third grade is so important because you can look at all the statistical studies and determine whether or not students are successful after high school. And there's a high correlation to illiteracy to students that don't graduate and drop out of high school. So we're very proud of that. We're very proud of the work that we're doing across the system and numeracy and literacy, and are ecstatic for our kids and for our community.
And it's obviously paid off because y'all finished third in the state in math for grades 3 through 8, which has been an improvement for you guys as well.
Yes, sir. So we you know, regularly are within that top metric, and, you know, really reflects the values of our community. You know, they really support our public school system, and because of our ability to, you know, generate local revenue, we're able to invest in programs and supports in programs and making sure students achieve at a certain level.
Ken, let's talk about that for a moment. I was going to ask you, what's the secret sauce? I mean, it's a little difficult these days. Most people are facing budgetary constraints for a whole host of reasons. The economy has not been the strongest here recently. Things seem to be improving, especially in the petrochemical corridor and the petrochemical industry. But what is the secret sauce for you guys?
I would say it's just our collective mission. Our motto is you and I, we are St. Charles Parish Public Schools. And we just have a collective responsibility to make sure we're all successful in our different areas. So our responsibility to this community is to provide, you know, a high-quality public education institution that prepares students for, you know, local, regional, and state and country workforce. So because of that responsibility, we work so closely with our community stakeholders, our business and industry partners, you know, that actually help us facilitate certain classes and content standards that are more directly aligned to what they need. At the same time, you know, you'll see from our governmental body, our taxing bodies, that we're rolling back millages, I think five consecutive years in a row, based on, you know, being fiscally responsible, but also allowing our industry partners even to reinvest in their business ventures right here in the community. So that reinvestment in our community, we have a very safe community, you know, with the sheriff that does such a great job, low crime rate. You know, it's an inviting place for business and industry to bring their employees with a great school system. And it's just that collective responsibility we all feel for each other.
What does your enrollment look like over the past 5 years? Obviously, with the pandemic, it was a significant disruption for enrollment for schools, whether you're private, parochial, or public. But how stable has yours been?
It's been relatively slowly declining, Mr. Newell. We you know, which is what you'll see really across the entire country, between the family birth rates that has decreased pretty significantly, and just in general, families aren't having as many kids. But certainly, we saw our biggest dip after Hurricane Ida and COVID. That, you know, dual whammy kind of a hit for us was pretty significant, because at the time, if you remember, for Ida, you know, some of our schools were shut down for almost 38 days. So we were hit pretty hard by it, but I'm so proud of the resilience that our community has shown in our school systems to be way, you know, farther ahead than where we were even before Ida and COVID. So we're around 8,900, to get back to your question, about 8,900 students, and about 5 or 6 years ago, we were around 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
9,800.
But, you know, even with that experience, that it is an opportunity, right, to be a little bit more nimble, be a little bit more flexible, move things around.
You know that better than probably anybody, that, you know, challenges always provide opportunities for growth. It allows you to be stretched. And it certainly did us. Even going into COVID and the measures that we took in place, I was so proud, because we weren't a school system that dodged the inevitable, right? We didn't move our opening date that year. We were one of the first school systems to open because of our collective responsibility we feel for this community and the impact it has on everybody within our community. But certainly the lessons we learned from COVID, let me tell you, it really helped us when we, you know, devastatingly got hit by Ida, where we had to, you know, take our two high schools and basically platoon them on one of our campuses. And we really learned those methods through our challenges with COVID that prepared us for that.
The standardized tests, as how does St. Charles students, how do St. Charles students perform relative to standardized testing?
Very well. I think you referenced we were number three in the state overall in math. When you look, you know, across the board of most metrics, we're pretty far at the top of most of those lists, or towards the top, certainly. And of course, high school brings on a different set of measurements when it comes to accountability, and it's going to be changing with the new accountability system. But currently, you know, there's value in how they perform on the ACT, how those students graduate with the strength of their diploma, with industry-based certifications and dual enrollment credits, as well as how well students do on those six end-of-course tests. So that's all going to shift a little bit in the new system, but we're making some modifications, hopefully, to align to that system as well.
Ken, as you talk about high school, how important and is this something that y'all are looking to expand in the area of experiential learning?
Absolutely. In fact, we have what we call a satellite center, which sits right beneath the Hellbogs Bridge. And if you're familiar with St. Charles Parish, we basically have, you know, the East Bank and West Bank, Conville Industrial and High School. So that satellite center serves both of those high schools, and every class there is aligned to an industry-based certification or project-based class. So content standards are interwoven in the experiential learning class in such a way that it's very engaging for students. Students are very successful. They earn industry-based certifications as well as dual enrollment credit from partnering community colleges and universities.
Because we often hear that our workforce sometimes is inadequate and they're not trained, they're not ready to do things, whether it be in chemical plants or otherwise. And a lot of the economic development organizations, and I'm sure the one in St. Charles looks upon it the same way, is they're trying to have this seamless transition from high school students that don't want to go to a 2 or a 4 year educational opportunity and want to enter the workforce, that they're able to do so.
Yes, sir. We certainly believe in that and really partner with a lot of our business and industry partners to make sure the experiences that they're receiving at our satellite center are similar to what they would see in the plants. In fact, we partner with quite a few of those industry leaders to actually build a miniature processing unit at the satellite center. So our students will actually be in the control room of a miniature processing unit that you'll see in one of our, you know, in one of the plants along the river that really support our, you know, the growth of the nation for that matter. So we do feel as though we are investing in and continue to invest in those experiential programs that really engage students and allow them alternative paths to post-secondary education and or a job.
Now, a lot of times over the past several decades, there's always been some disruptions, maybe some angst and anxiety between local school boards and the BESSE board. That seems to me to have improved. From your perspective, is that what you're experiencing?
I have seen that. Of course, there's going to be disagreements, you know, sometimes between the public school system and the governing body that oversees public education, because you know, what we value here in St. Charles Parish may be a little bit different than what other leaders that represent that board prioritize. However, I do feel as though the working relationships are better. I certainly, Dr. Sharon Clark, who represents St. Charles Parish, she and I are you know, very, very engaged with each other when it comes to making sure that we are capitalizing on investments that we make in public education. So I do feel as though that's kind of lightened down a little bit, but there are always times, you know, sometimes we don't necessarily fundamentally agree with some of the changes, but we do understand, you know, where we rest relative to the landscape of public education in Louisiana.
At the end of the day, it's still all about reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? Or it should be.
Yes, sir. I was a science teacher at heart, so you know, I absolutely believe that we can have our kids literate, you know, highly numerate as well, and with making sure that we're providing kids alternative paths post-secondary-wise, I think is important for Louisiana to continue to grow, because you see the investment that companies are making in Louisiana. We've got to reach that that outcome for our students that are graduating to prepare them for that workforce.
Absolutely. No doubt. Dr. Ken Ertling, Superintendent, St. Charles Parish Public Schools, congratulations again to you and your entire team, the students, the principals, and all of the administration. Great work. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Norman. You have a great day and great Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.